Cleveland.
He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, everybody, how's your football feeling, Cleveland Browns style, on this Tuesday afternoon, early evening? Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci, and this, of course, is the radio show of great renown, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm always excited to be able to chat it up with you Browns fans and get your thoughts, and I want you to tweet at the show, tweet at me, at Michael Regai, with a couple of thoughts that that we have and we want to get into today. And before I give you an idea of what the guest lineup is today, remember last week when we were discussing the Browns in the preseason power polls, NFL.com elevated them. They ranked the Browns 24th earlier today. I don't know if a lot of you happen to catch it. Not quite the lofty expectations from the gang at ProFootballTalk.com. They come out with the Browns ranked 31st of the 32 entrants in the National Football League. So the ProFootballTalk.com group does not have quite the enthusiastic feel about the Cleveland Browns, ranking them 31. We'll get into that. We've spent a lot of time on the offensive side of the ball. I want to get your thoughts on the Browns linebacking core and specifically the outside linebackers. I feel in this 3-4, this attacking, aggressive version of the 3-4, that the outside linebacking core, and let's be honest, it was paid a heavy amount of attention to in free agency and the draft, is probably because of what they're going to be asked to do. We can make a great case, that it is going to be the focal point and the key to how this Browns defense under Ray Horton unfolds, with linebackers Paul Kruger, Jabal Sheard, who has done an excellent job in OTAs and minicamps, adapting from hand on the ground to a stand-up outside linebacker. Our course, Barkevius Mingo, the sixth overall first-round pick. And don't forget about Quinton Groves, who played with Ray Horton last year with the Arizona Cardinals. How will this group and their ability to put heat on, get to, and hit the quarterback improve the whole dynamic of the defense? At Michael Regai, your thoughts on that. We'll delve into it later. Coming up when we get back after our first timeout, we'll chat with the three-time Super Bowl champion, Jerrod Cherry, with regard to all things NFL and the Cleveland Browns. And then later in the show, the three-decade veteran on the beat for the Cleveland Browns with the News Herald and the Lorraine Morning Journal, Jeff Schudel will join the show. Pretty good hour coming up, wouldn't you say? Let's get going. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Do not move.
Best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio, proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need. Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
Do you and your family fight over the same couple of comfy chairs that are in your house? If so, it's time to visit Danny Bay's and put a stop to that unnecessary game of musical chairs. Hi, this is Kathy Bay from Danny Bay's, and I'm here to tell you how to make all of your seating the best seat in the house. Danny Bay's has a huge selection of bar stools, kitchen stools, theater seats, and patio furniture seating. Our seats are fully customizable from size to material to whatever color fabric you may need. But wait, there is more. This week, we are offering a huge discount and 12 months no-interest financing. So stop those goofy fights over who gets to sit in the best seat and make them all great options by getting your seats at Danny Bay's this week. Visit us in Mayfield Heights, Fair Lawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyBay's.com. That's Danny, BEGHS.com.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny. Danny Bay's.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Very excited to get in studio today and get this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, rolling your way. Laid out the menu a moment ago. We're about set to get into it with Gerard Cherry coming up in a moment. First of all, though, Browns fans, you got to unite. That's right, unite in terms of making sure you're at First Energy Stadium to see the Browns. And you can reserve your seats right now for 3 Cleveland Browns games. Starts at $99. That is a heck of a Browns NFL deal. Well, with the 3-game flex plan. Again, a 3-game flex plan that includes the home opener against the Miami Dolphins or division rivals the Cincinnati Bengals or the Pittsburgh Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups that could be against the Detroit Lions, the Buffalo Bills. It's that easy for you to concoct the kind of flex plan you want. Here's what you do. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, ClevelandBrowns.com, or call the Browns at 440-824-3434, and that will get you a big step forward to reserving your Browns seats today. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. Always great to be with all of you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And with the Browns being depicted as one of the bottom feeders in the NFL, as we just discussed, by ProFootballTalk.com, I thought we would kind of seg that right into a gentleman that you hear right here on ESPN 850 WKNR and has done a fabulous job adapting to the broadcast side after his NFL playing career has come to an end. 3 Super Bowls, of course, to his resume, as we say hi to our very own Gerard Cherry. Jay, how's the summer going, buddy? Everything good?
It is going well, but you sure it's not spring around here. Man, the rainfall is in full effect.
Yeah, it is. Full effect indeed. And Gerard, let's start with this period of time, because as a former player and someone who was fairly close to the initiatives that the NFL attempted to set down and still is attempting with its players, this period following OTAs and mini camps, Gerard, leading up to training camps, about a 6-7 week period right. when the players in the league are pretty much on their own in destinations that that they deem to be the ones they want a vacation in and what have you. But, Gerard, we've seen so much of the police blotter during this period of time. Does it even alarm you as a former player? And is the league, in your mind, doing enough with their initiatives to allow and get guys into the area of making the right decisions and choices with their downtime?
With the league, Michael, I have to say that it's a personal decision. They can only do so much. They gave you this free time. The union clamored for it, that being a players' union, for guys to have more time to be able to be away from football. And if this is what's going to take place, that more guys are going to get arrested and being in media for the wrong reasons, then you can't put that on the league, in my opinion. The league tells you, hey, this is what we expect of you. These guys get rookie symposiums that outline fully what will happen to you if you go down the wrong road. So I can't blame the league for that. I would say it's more of a personal accountability more than anything. And as far as this time of year, the player, man, it's a combination of things. One, you're saying to yourself, I need to get my mind right for the upcoming season and also need to get away. And the combination of those two things, obviously, some guys can't handle the freedom that's given to them. But for me, when I played, Michael, it was, okay, I'm going to give myself 2 or 3 weeks of where it's just vacationing, having a good time, and saying, you know what, after that it's football only. Football bust mentality and going from there. And I think the more guys need to apply that type of a principle, even when they're in their free time, of not completely wilding out. But I don't know what it is, Mike, because more money is on the line now, more opportunities from a financial situation to stabilize and solidify yourself. It seems like guys are just not responding to that in the way you would think, with so much at stake.
Gerard Terry, kind enough to join us today on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a three-time Super Bowl champion with Bill Belichick and, of course, the owner Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots, now on our football staff here at ESPN 850 WKNR. Gerard, I'd like you to go back to your own mindset. You just kind of laid it out, but I would imagine at 22, 23, 24 years of age, even though you're having the symposiums and members of law enforcement are brought in, and even those that talk about getting caught up, whether it's gambling or getting caught up in the wrong places, did you have a tendency, though, at that time? I mean, don't guys think, hey, I'm infallible. None of this is going to happen to me.
Yeah, you're right. That is the mentality of I'm infallible and nothing can go wrong because I'm used to getting breaks when I do something. Hey, if it be get a grade change on a test or drop a class at the last minute or get out of a traffic violation ticket, those things happen. So, yeah, you can develop the mentality of no way it's going to happen to me even if I do something foul. So, yeah, that's part of it. But even still, Michael, when you know that it's a crime that of basically embarrassing the team and putting negative light on that, you cannot think that you're above that. And that's the part I just don't get. Have we gotten to the point now where guys do think that they're so infallible that none of their stuff they do stink? And I think we're at that stage. And during my time, yeah, guys made mistakes. It just doesn't seem to be on the same level as it was back then. And I'll be the first to tell you, too. Did I make mistakes? Did I do stupid things? Boatload of them. And maybe I could have probably gotten a paper a few times, too, if I had gotten caught. So I can't sit here in front like I was Mr. Perfect, because I wasn't. So I'd be being a liar and being a hypocrite in essence. But I just, something's different with this day and age, because I see guys who stand no chance of probably making a team and have to do everything by the letter of the law, still going out there and wilding out. And that part I don't get. Now, guys who you know are, for the most part, safe, doing some things that are considered a foul indiscretion, yeah, you're going to have that too. But guys who are like 4th, 5th, 6th rounders, free agents, undrafted, doing crazy stuff, please explain that to me.
Yeah. Gerard Cherry, always very candid, always very forthright, and that's why I wanted to have him on with us to discuss some of the ramifications of what goes on when, the police blotter gets involved at this time of year. In the National Football League, Gerard, we heard from, I mentioned his name a moment ago, the former owner that you played for, New England, Robert Kraft, yesterday. With regard to Aaron Hernandez, you are in that room. You are in that environment. You know exactly what the New England Patriot standard of demand is. Did Aaron Hernandez, dupe Robert Kraft, dupe Bill Belichick, and was he empowered by a lot of those guys in the room who maybe turned their backs to his goings-on? Was he empowered by a lot of his Patriot teammates, and they knew some of the demons that were befalling this young man?
Yeah, I don't think his teammates knew this guy was actually a straight alleged murderer, because I don't think you're going to be more shy of playing bump and run on a guy who might shoot you if things don't go the way he wants. So with that alone, I'd say if guys had that sense that he was on that level, you have a problem. And guys would probably be like, hey, this dude is not on the up and up in that regard. So he didn't show that side of him to him. So for me, he led a double life, Michael. And if a guy's in a double life, yeah, are you getting duped? Yes, and that's what we all got duped, because do we want to support a guy and vote for him being a Pro Bowl and cover games of a guy who had the potentiality to kill people and for the reasons we don't know? And not even, I mean, that's, you can't justify what he did regardless. So I'd say duped. Yeah, you could say he duped us all, not just the Patriots. He duped America in that regard, but at the same time, too, it goes back to what we said before. How many times did he get passes? How many times was he let to slide because of his athletic prowess? And I'm not one of the ones who's going to blame it on Urban Meyer or even his high school coach or Bill Belichick or the Patriots. The guy did a phenomenal job for the time being of living a double life, and finally it caught up to him.
Very candid and forthright, the comments and the insights from Gerard Cherry with regard to this time of year and, of course, some of the pratfalls that take place right before training camps begin. All right, with that having been said, Gerard and I discuss so much about cultures, mentalities, and atmospheres. I think Gerard and I are probably the two most vocal about that. Gerard, we've talked about this many times in other settings and forums. This has been a losing culture, a losing atmosphere that has surrounded the Cleveland Browns, with very few exceptions, for the 14 years since they've come back. How confident, where is your confidence meter in terms of that, not just this new front office regime, but maybe more specifically, that first-year head coach Rob Chudzinski and the two first lieutenants as coordinators he brought in, North Turner and Ray Horton, are they going to have the main ingredients to try to start to change this culture and this mentality and this atmosphere that has created and prevailed over this organization of late?
I'm seeing signs, Michael, that they can turn the ship to the right direction in regards to making the practices and the meetings highly difficult to be involved with, and making guys earn the right to be a Cleveland Brown, and making it ultra competitive and just a harsh environment. Because if you're going to train as a culture, guys have to earn something and go through something. So if they stick with that mantra of, you know what, this is not going to be Club Med of the NFL any longer. This is not going to go be a place where guys go to collect a check and create an atmosphere where it's harsh and you hate coming to work for the reason that it's so demanding of you. Then that's what it takes to change the culture of what the Browns have been experiencing for the past 14 years around. And if they're willing to do that and continue to do that, we're going in the right direction from a Browns standpoint.
Sure, yeah. And I take it back to two head coaches in particular, one that is somewhat has been a mentor to you and a definite, if not a father figure, certainly an uncle figure that you played for, Romeo Crennel. He struggled in his first year as a head coach here. And, of course, we know Pat Shurmur struggled as well. Do you feel a little bit better, or do you see signs that during those 60 minutes on a Sunday on game day, is Rob Chudzinski going to come into his first experience, and does he have the potential to show better in year one than Crennel or Shurmur did in this organization?
He has the potential to, obviously like anyone else, but he has so many things working against him. You have a young quarterback who still hasn't established himself. Your top offensive weapon is going to be missing for 2 weeks. So that alone will hurt you, in my opinion, big time. And you're still trying to figure out who your team is and who's going to respond to you in that voice. So right there, being a first-year coach, you're already behind the eight ball and at a disadvantage against the teams you're going to face from the get-go that have tenure in their organization. At the same time, though, if you can learn from the mistakes that Romeo made, the mistakes that Mangini made, the mistakes that Pat Shurmur made, and realize that, and not give Eric some credit, he did try to make it a tougher environment.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't find that balance between, okay, when do you lay off guys and at the same time break their will. But if he can find that balance, yeah, it's fair, man, because in my opinion, this division is aging. Right now, it's fair to say that Cincinnati, even though the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl, are probably the top team in this division, and Cleveland can close the gap even more so with this young roster that played a lot last year. And if they can get these guys up to speed, I do think they can make some things happen, and they do stand a chance of at least winning the opener. But hey, it's obviously easier said than done. Yeah. They had a lot of work ahead of them, and I'll be the first to tell you that.
Well, that's a positive step, winning an opener, something that hasn't been experienced around here very often, if at all. Gerard Cherry joins me, three-time Super Bowl champion, and a large part of what we do NFL-wise here at ESPN 850 WKNR. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Delighted to have Gerard. All right, as you know, you were in New England. Again, that reference when a young quarterback came in and took off and took flight, and by no means am I trying to compare or say that Brandon Whedon is going to even be in the same area code as what Tom Brady established early in his career with the New England Patriots. But the point is, Gerard, this is all about Brandon Whedon this year. It's got to be about him showing that he is the quarterback that can win for you going forward. Are you comfortable with North Turner and Rob Chudzinski that he can take those kind of steps in year two?
Yeah, I'm comfortable because both guys have a track record of doing it and having success and being able to orchestrate offensive play calling in which their players are successful. And if you look at what the Browns do possess, you can see the similarities of a young Dallas Cowboys with Troy Aikman, with Emmitt Smith and the representation of Trent Richardson, if he can stay healthy, as well as Alvin Harper and Michael Irvin in that being Little and Gordon.
Right.
Now, granted, both have to stay on the field as well and catch the football. But I can see a similar to that, a young development of that, and those guys kind of fit that. Now, we do need to find our Jay Novacek to foot the complete bill and our Darryl Johnson as well. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, those things aren't as important outside of tight end position. But also, Michael, when I think about the Tom Brady example you gave, Tom was fortunate early on in his career that he had a strong defense to rely upon, so he didn't have to put the team completely on his shoulders. So if Ray Horton's defense, it lives up to the billing that it's getting so far as being fast, aggressive, and producing a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and that takes a bunch of pressure off our quarterback in return, you got something there. Because if you look at all the teams, Ben Roethlisberger had it. Joe Flacco had it.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tom Brady had it, and Peyton Manning didn't get it until he had a defense. The defense has to start out for you first, and then once that quarterback gets that position where he's comfortable and the game is slowed down for him, then he can take charge of the locker room and be the main guy. So really it's going to be the onus, even though I said earlier that they need Josh Gordon to show up as well. But I think the onus is going to be on the defense, for starters, to take some pressure off of Brandon Whedon by shutting teams out and then putting him in the comfort zone.
Love that school of thought, Gerard. Absolutely. I'm right with you there, and it's something that we're going to discuss here as the show wears on today about Ray Horton and his aggressive and attack nature defensively. Gerard, I appreciate it very much, buddy. As always, as I said, you're quite candid and forthright, and that's why I love talking the Browns and the NFL with you. Continued success, my man, and we'll look forward to doing a lot of this, of course, right here with us being the new home of the Browns on ESPN 850 WKNR, but that doesn't mean we still all can't be candid and forthright, correct?
Correct.
I know that, buddy. Appreciate it. Hope the rest of the summer goes well, and I look forward to seeing you when training camp begins.
All right, take care, Michael.
You got it. That's Gerard Cherry, the three-time Super Bowl champion, and he made a terrific point there toward the end with regard to, and it's something I tweeted out for you to feedback me on the show with today, with the linebacking change here with regard to what Ray Horton is doing, and I'll get into more of it in a moment. But the linebacking groupings that now is stylized to put a lot of heat and hit quarterbacks, how big of an overall defensive step forward could this make for the Cleveland Browns? We'll get into that when we get back. My thanks to Gerard Cherry. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. We're coming back with Ask Vic with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Speaking of
of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOGS. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm turning off the seatbelt sign and inviting you to watch teams of 20 pull a Boeing 737 aircraft. It's for the 4th annual plane pull at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on July 13th. There will be food and free entertainment for the entire family. That said, I'll turn on the This is for Special Olympics Ohio sign and the Let's Have Some Fun sign. CLE, going more places, more often.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And this segment of Ask Vic with our guest host Michael Regei, it's driven by Liberty Ford.
As I welcome you back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, I love this portion of the show because it gives me an opportunity to take your temperature. And I love taking your temperature. Probably should have been a doctor in calling. Be that as it may, by taking your temperature, I want to get ideas, thoughts, opinions, feedback from you. It's Ask Vic via Twitter. right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, I asked you earlier today before the show, give me your thoughts on the group of outside linebackers the Browns brought in, Paul Kruger, along with, of course, Quentin Groves, Barkevious Mingo, the rook, and getting Jabal Sheard from his hand off the ground to standing up as a linebacker. They're expected to attack, put a lot of heat on, hit quarterbacks, and be very disruptive. What say you about the possibilities therein? LaCroix checks in at me at LaCroix's Life and says, quarterbacks, beware of the dogs. It's trouble on the lake, Reggae. I think LaCroix means that in a very good sense. Listen, that's what the expectation is. Now, there might be a bit of certainly an adjustment period for Barkevious Mingo, but in Paul Kruger and Jabal Sheard and Quentin Groves, the veterans, they're going to get an opportunity to really, really, off the edge, explode and get after quarterbacks. Now, is it going to manifest itself right away? I think that's the hope for everybody. However, at Trolio 1983, Nicholas Trolio tweets at me in response and says, it better because the secondary is horrible. If it doesn't look for quarterbacks to tear us apart, you agree. I don't know about the secondary being horrible, Nicholas, but I will give you this, in that with young players right now looking to claim the free safety spot in either Tashawn Gibson or Johnson Bottomosi, yes, it's going to be a new look back there. The constants are Joe Hayden and T.J. Ward. Will it be the younger veteran Chris Owens on that corner opposite Hayden, or does Leon McFadden potentially show he's got enough to win the job? And what about the likes of Buster Screen and Trevin Wade and some of the holdovers? I think Screen is going to be very valuable in the slot against inside receivers. But, all right, so some of you feel like the quarterbacks are going to have a lot of heat on them from those outside linebackers for the secondary to hold up. And I'll give you that there's a correlation there. There's a tie-in, just as it will be with the front three. But remember, this when you talk about Dez Bryant and Ataba Rubin and even Big Phil Taylor, this defense is still designed to have the outside linebackers be the one that create havoc. And again, remember, you're going to see T.J. Ward up around the line of scrimmage a lot as well. So I appreciate your thoughts with the heat of the linebackers and being in quarterback's faces in mind. We'll do a little bit more with Ask Vic right after we get a timeout and then chat with Jeff Schudel, the longtime beat writer from the News Herald and the Lorain Morning Journal covering the Browns. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Reggae in for Vic Carucci. We keep it going and coming back at you Browns style right after this timeout.
Deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, too quick to steak and lube.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. without moving at all. For now.
Today I'm entertaining clients at Manny Kiki, upscale and challenging. But tomorrow is Saturday, and that means 9 holes with my 8-year-old son at Little Met. The length is perfect for a kid his age, and it helps me keep my skills in top form. Sunday is a different kind of father and son outing. My dad and I have been playing Big Met every Sunday since my 21st birthday. Next week is Father-Daughter Day at Shawnee Hills, Cleveland Metro Parks. A course for every golfer.
Book your tee time at clevelandmetroparks.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for
it. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Boys, one,
two,
three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It's Sugardale Dollar Dog Night on Friday, July 12th, when the Indians face the Royals. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Richardson, the running back. They give it to him over the right side. Dives. He's in. Touchdown. Trent Richardson. Looking long for Gordon. He's out there. He's got it. 10, 5, touchdown. Long. Benjamin's open. Caught it. He's at the 20. He's across the field. 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
What's up, Browns fans? This is Trent Richardson.
This is Jordan Cameron.
This is TJ Ward. Your radio home of the Cleveland Browns is ESPN 850.
ESPN 850.
ESPN 850. WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Indians continuing their homestand tonight. The Blue Jays are in town. First of a 3-game series at Progressive Field. Ubaldo Jimenez will make the start against Josh Johnson. First pitch scheduled for 7:05. Cavaliers continue to wait on Andrew Bynum, the free agent center. Visited the Wine and Gold yesterday, is in Atlanta today, may make a stop in Dallas tomorrow before he decides where he wants to go. Cavs offered him a 2-year deal worth about $24 million. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale. And this segment of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is driven by Liberty Ford.
So good to have all of you with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regi, delighted to be involved with all of you. Third week with Vic Carucci on vacation, and we're very pleased to be joined by, you know, I always kind of kid and talk about a lot of us being veterans around the Cleveland Browns scene, and please welcome along with me Jeff Schudel, who is a young veteran, still young, Jeff, young guy, but has been on the Browns beat for so many years now with the News Herald and the Lorraine Morning Journal. Jeff, how many years is it for you that you're going to start covering the Browns on the beat?
I started in 1981, Michael, and so of course I got there the year after the cardiac kid.
Yeah.
And I've seen, it's been a lot of losing football, to be honest, in those 33 years. But, hey, yeah, it's still a fun job.
Very much a fun job. And Jeff was just telling me off the air, he's all recharged and ready to go. Jeff, this is going to be a very interesting six-week period as training camp begins in a couple of weeks. Just right off the top, your thoughts on the new regime, and do you think that some of the issues that have taken place with owner Jimmy Haslam in Knoxville, Tennessee, with his business ventures, will that be able to stay away from the football field for Rob Chudzinski as the Browns get going here in a couple of weeks? Do you think that's possible to do?
I think it will, and I think the main reason for that is somebody like Norv Turner, who's been around so long. I think he's going to be able to certainly isolate his group away from all this stuff. Now, you know, it's a tough way, I think, to go for Rob Chudzinski in his first year as head coach, and I find it kind of ironic that on the very first day of training camp last year, Pat Shermer finds out that the team has been sold, so he knows his feet have been cut off from under him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day before the mini camp in April, Rob Kaczynski finds out his owner was raided by the FBI.
Yeah, those two dynamics, of course, regardless of what we thought about Pat Shurmur or any fans think about Jeff's right as he points that out as Shurmur began his second year. All right, all of that said, going forward, this is Rob Chudzinski's initial year as a head coach, Jeff Schudel. We're all very familiar with him, and we know that in 2007 he was at the throttle with Romeo Crennel, of course, Rob being the OC, of putting together certainly the finest high-flying aerial offense, most productive offense we've seen since the Browns have been back in the 14 years since they returned. Do you get the sense, and you mentioned Norv Turner, that the combination of Chudzinski and Turner with these young players that are now into their second and third years as the foundation on that side of the ball, Jeff, do you expect to see a quantum leap in production from this offense?
Well, that's a good question, Michael. I think it will be improved. A quantum leap, that's a tough one to call because I think that fans could be in for a letdown if they look for too much of a leap from last year. I think it will be better, but there's still some question marks, I think, about this offense. I'm still not – I think the key player – even though we're talking about the passing game right now, I think a key player is Trent Richardson for the Browns. He has to take a, I don't want to be cliche here, but he has to take that next step. I mean, he did gain 950 yards and rushed for 11 touchdowns last year, and that's great. But he was the third pick in the draft, and he really wasn't, and he was injured, yes, but he really wasn't that dynamic runner except for a couple games, like the Cincinnati game the second week of the year.
Jeff Schudel joining us. Make sure you read him. As he said, three decades plus now of covering the Cleveland Browns and the NFL for the News Herald and the Lorraine Morning Journal. And Jeff has been a constant on the scene and has a wealth of knowledge about the Browns and the National Football League. So you bring out Trent Richardson as, you know, the guy that you've gold starred and earmarked. Jeff, what was your level of concern or surprise that Richardson did not participate in the final 2 weeks of minicamp? Should be ready to go come late July here in a couple of weeks, but are you feeling comfortable that physically that Richardson is going to be able to withstand the 4 months and the 16 weeks of the grind of this NFL season and be that productive guy for the Browns?
Well, I'm not real sure about that. And I think giving him the mini camp off, that's fine. But it's important for him and the offensive line that he participates in training camp and preseason. And when I say participates, it's not like he didn't want to be there last year, but is recovering from a knee surgery, and that really messed up his timing, he said later. And so, with his injury history, Michael, I'm not sure that he can make it through 16 games. If he does, and he doesn't make it through healthy, because he did play in 15 last year, but if he can stay healthy, then he will be that 1,200, 1,400-yard rusher, and then that will open up the passing offense.
Yeah, and that's something, the power run game that, and we know, Jeff, I mean, look at what Norv Turner has had through his career. I mean, in his earlier days, Emmitt Smith, when he was the offensive coordinator at Dallas, and then LaDainian Tomlinson. And even the last couple of years, you know, although he got injured, Ryan Matthews with the San Diego Chargers, this is a very vital aspect. And isn't it true that when we discuss the growth that Whedon could have, a lot of it in Norv Turner's system is tied in to that power running game, not only being productive, but certainly being a quarterback's best friend?
Well, you're right. And that's right. And that's why I say Richardson is so important. Everybody focuses on the downfield offense, but as you just said, he had a leading rusher in the NFL five times in his coaching career. Kind of helped if you have Emmitt Smith and the ball too. But the fact is that those guys did lead the NFL in rushing when Norv Turner was offensive coordinator. So Trent Richardson, again, is really vital to this offense.
Jeff Shudell joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, let's just take Rob Chudzinski standalone, Jeff, all right, by himself. Now, we've gone through in the last decade Romeo Crennel with tremendous credentials as a coordinator, being a first-time head coach. Then Eric Mangini, tremendous credentials as a coordinator, and having had the couple of years then of NFL head coaching experience with the New York Jets before he got here. And now last year, or 2 years ago rather, Pat Shurmur, first-time head coach. How do you feel Rob Chudzinski is going to handle this first year and his role now as the guy, into regardless of who his first lieutenants are? Do you think Chudzinski fares better than Crennel and Mangini and Shurmur did in their first years on the job here?
Well, you know what? I think he will. I think sometimes you can talk to a head coach and just see if he has that leadership quality. Just say as with a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I really sense that Chud has that quality about him. And I think it's very important that he is from this area. He grew up in the Toledo area. Because he really knows what the Cleveland Browns are about.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's important, because the other guys who have come in here, although Mangini was here, you know, obviously before in the 90s with Belichick.
Right.
I just get the sense that Chuck really has that leadership going for him that will make the players believe in him. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that body, you don't have a chance. And I think the only other coach who had it here really was Butch Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the only one that took him to the playoffs. I think you see very quickly that Chris Palmer was overmatched as a head coach.
Right.
And the same thing with Romeo Crennel. I think the biggest issue that Eric Mangini had was he had no quarterback at all to work with in the 2 years he was here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a disaster. He had Brady Quinn. And look what Brady Quinn has done after that. Nothing.
Right.
And he had Derek Anderson. By then wasn't what he was in 2007.
They brought in Jake Delhomme. Yep.
And Mangini had Jake Delhomme, who was done 2 years earlier, and Seneca Wallace, who was not a starter, and Cole McCoy was a rookie. So I think of all the coaches here, and those fans don't want to hear it, but of all the coaches here, I think that Mangini was really dealt a bad hand.
And some of that by Eric Mangini, the general manager, who I've always said that. I'm going to stay consistent with that because, you know, he hurt himself with that draft in the second round that year. But
that's very true.
I tend to agree with you with regard to as far as his head coaching credentials. And I'm with you, too. I expect Chudzinski to be able. And, Jeff, you know, the bottom line is, what are you doing during that 60 minutes on Sunday afternoon when, pardon the expression, when the bullets are flying around? And we know that that's the great separator. And I've got a good feel like you do. I think Chudzinski certainly will be able to acquit himself well and handle that. And I wanted to flip it over real quick, Jeff, in the time we have left. Now, the area of the football team that I'm very enthused about and excited about is that defensive difference now under Ray Horton. Do you feel that the additions, and he wants to attack and be a...
Eastern Daylight Time. National Weather Service top lidar indicated reports were moving thunderstorms with very heavy rainfall across the warned area. Rainfall rates over 2 inches per hour has been observed with this storm. This torrential rain will overwhelm storm drainage systems and could produce flash flooding. Additional storms could compound the flooding through the evening. Locations impacted include Strongsville, Cleveland, West Lake, Sullen. A flash flood warning means that flooding is imminent or occurring. Residents living along streams and creeks should take immediate precautions to protect life and property. Do not attempt to cross swiftly flowing waters or waters of unknown depth by foot or by automobile. Repeating, a flash flood warning has been issued until 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the following county, Cuyahoga County, Ohio.
Yeah, I really like him. I don't think he's going to be here more than 1 year. I think he'll get a head coaching job after this season.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff Schudel, our guest from the News Herald and the Lorain Morning Journal, into 3 decades plus of covering the Cleveland Browns. All right, last thing with regard to that, do you feel that, not, you know, we all like Dick Geron, and do you feel, somewhat as I do, Jeff, that, you know, Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi thought, okay, well, we can keep Dick Geron and have a decent defense, but that their thought was with Horton, and you raise a great point in the analogy to Rob Ryan, but the thought is to really change around the dynamic of the philosophy, Geron being a little bit more conservative, and they wanted to go to that complete, defensively, let's make things happen and try to put points on the board on that side of the football as well?
Yes, I think that is in their philosophy this year. But you know what, Michael, in 2011, the Browns' defense statistically with Dick Geron was very, very good.
Yes, it was.
It was in a top five in points allowed.
Yeah.
And top 10 overall, but defensively. And no one complained about his conservative
style, right,
at that time.
Right.
But the Browns also, when you look at the quarterbacks they played last year, that was brutal for the secondary. Both Manning,
mm-hmm,
and Philip Rivers, and mm-hmm, of course, Roethlisberger, Dalton, and Flacco twice each.
Yep.
And RG3, although he didn't play because he was injured, but
right,
the schedule called for RG3, and Andrew Luck. So they really played a brutal, brutal schedule last year that either exposed the secondary or was really just like an impossible situation to win. Depends, you know, you can look at it either way. Now,
mm-hmm,
you have to say, too, though, that the Steelers played basically that same schedule,
sure,
and finished with the number one defense in the league. So.
Yep.
Certainly wasn't all on the schedule that they played.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, too. I think they're trying to look at Pittsburgh and Baltimore defensively, and even Cincinnati, who has a vastly underrated defense as well.
Right.
Jeff Schudel, listen, we could go on, and we will once training camp begins. We'll have you back on again. I really appreciate your insights and your thoughts on where this organization is as they start in a couple of weeks, and always a pleasure talking to you, buddy. I hope the last couple of weeks of the summer go well for you and the family, and we'll look for you on the training camp practice field in Berea.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Jeff, see you later, Michael.
Take care, Jeffrey. Jeff Schudel. Check him out. Three decades plus on the beat. The man's been around the Browns in the National Football League, as he said, going back to 1981. Make sure you check out his Browns and NFL writings at the News Herald and the Lorain Morning Journal. All right, when we come back, we'll put a bow on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll dive into your thoughts on Twitter. Browns ranked 31st in the power rankings preseason by Pro Football Talk. Huh? Oh, well, what say you with regard to that? We'll find out when we get back in a moment on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
need of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Browns fans, unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for three Cleveland Browns games, starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Hey. You, with the chronic back pain, do you keep waking up with a stiff back? Does it hurt most when you're trying to rest it? It may not be anything you did to your back. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can also affect other joints. Hard on your back? And hard to say. I mean, ankylosing spondylitis? That's a mouthful. So I propose you just call me AS. You know, achy spine, annoyingly stiff, or awfully stubborn. Whatever I'm known as, you'll want to know more.
Could your recurring back pain be AS? Go to asbackpain.com and take a short quiz to find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis. Hard to say, but easy to find out about. It's all at asbackpain.com.
So remember my name, ankylosing spondylitis, even if you can't say it.
Take the free back pain quiz at asbackpain.com. Then talk to your doctor. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Nationally renowned Rusted Root, Ohio legends The Danger Brothers, and an amazing fireworks display presented by the Encora Advisors Fireworks Spectacular are rocking downtown Cleveland at the free National Senior Games presented by Humana Opening Festival on Friday, July 19th on Mall B. Visit Cleveland2013.com for more info. Stop by Vanderot College to learn how they can help you achieve your career goals. Or visit Vanderot.edu. Vanderot College.
All roads lead to Central, Central Cadillac.
No matter who dances the victory dance, let the truth be told. No one has sold more Cadillacs in the greater Cleveland area in the last month, 3 months, or even the last 71 years than Central Cadillac. Why? Our dedicated employees, our great selection, our enjoyable buying experience. It should be fun to buy a car. Come see us today for the absolute best deal at Central Cadillac, East 30th and Carnegie.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
All All right, let's get right back into our Ask Vic segment because, again, with Pro Football Talk, .com, rating the Browns 31st, and the question I ask you about the outside linebackers and their need to be very disruptive, you have responded at Michael Regai on Twitter, like Tim Polinski did at Stone Colder 2. He says, Reg, I have a real good feel about this Browns linebacking group, and they should be able to cause a lot of damage in hitting quarterbacks and being disruptive. All right, Tim. Yeah, listen, that's my thought, too. Now, again, it may take a little bit of time to develop and some time to take hold for Ray Horton, but I got to believe that you're going to see some strong defensive pressure there, and it is the key, in my mind, to everything the Browns are going to do defensively. So keep close tabs on the outside linebackers, Paul Kruger, Barkevious Mingo, Jabal Sheard, and also Quentin Groves. That's going to do it for this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A big thank you to our producer deluxe, David DiNatale, who keeps this ship steered very prominently, and also our executive producer, Reagan Berube, and all of the Browns staff. For those two gentlemen, for Gerard Cherry and Jeff Shudell, and for all of you, thanks very much for being a part of it. Michael Regai, we'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday, 6 o'clock, right here on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Till then, good Browns thoughts, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.